This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Way down on the list of big names in consumer electronics, and I do mean way on down, is an 88-year-old company that's been having a rough go. There are some analysts out there saying Radio Shack has to have a killer holiday shopping season to even survive another year. And that more importantly, it's got to answer a question it's been dodging for a while now. Is Radio Shack just a convenience store for techies, or is it a brand with all that that implies? Arthi Shahani has that story.
In downtown San Francisco, Sunday afternoons are peak shopping time. But walk into a Radio Shack and it's nearly empty, with the exception of a few creative types like Yost Coquette.
There's all these cool electronic components here, like Arduinos.
That's a microcontroller that lets you build your own electronics. But Coquette is not here to buy an Arduino or anything else. He's here to do research.
I'm actually just checking out the floor space because I develop an iPhone case and I want to see what packaging looks like.
From coast to coast, Radio Shack is a familiar haven for do-it-yourself junkies and last-minute shoppers. It's got something for everyone.
Radio Shack has, you know, I think something like 10,000 different products, and that's the problem, that the stores are cluttered.
Michael Pachter is an analyst with Wedbush Securities, and he says Radio Shack is on its last leg.
The CEO is making changes there, but it's really a confusing place. It's not a real pleasant experience. You have to look for the cool stuff.
Pachter says it's not just the well-known tale of retail store dies as internet sales surge. It's about building a relationship with a core group of dedicated customers.
Home Depot has, you know, paint matching. You can come in with a chip and they'll match the paint color. Abercrombie and Fitch has private label merchandise that you want, but Radio Shack has neither.
Last year, Radio Shack got a bit of a boost by selling the iPhone. But this past quarter, sales were down about $93 million, a 10% drop. It's now clearing out old merchandise and remodeling 2,000 stores nationwide. The company didn't respond to our interview request. And last month on a quarterly earnings call, Chief Financial Officer Holly Etlin wouldn't tell analysts if the newly remodeled stores are making more money.
We're not going to engage in commentary on profitability, individual four-wall profitability of individual stores. Next question, please.
On that same earnings call, CEO Joseph Magnacca said Radio Shack's now going to move on to health gadgets for fitness junkies. But he also wants to win back the do-it-yourself crowd Radio Shack neglected over the last decade.
The new Radio Shack can be relevant to both audiences by connecting on their shared mindset.
This strategy of casting a wide net, winning back the old customers and recruiting the new, it just might be what got Radio Shack into this predicament in the first place. In San Francisco, I'm Arthi Shahani for Marketplace.